ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter number 5, Text number 23rd and 24th, and especially we are taking today the Smaranam portion of this particular verse. Sri Prahlada Vacha, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam, Iti Punsarpita Vishnu, Bhaktischainava Lakshana, Kriyeta Bhagavatyattha, Tanmanye Aditam Uttamam. Shri Prahlada Vacha, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam, Iti Punsarpita Vishnu, Bhaktischainava Lakshana, Kriyeta Bhagavatyaddha, Tanmanye Aditam Uttamam. Shri Prahlada Vacha, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam, Iti Punsarpita Vishnu, Bhaktischainava Lakshana, Kriyeta Bhagavatyaddha, Tanmanye Aditam Uttamam. Mothers, Thank you. Shri Prahlad Uvacha. Shravanam, Prahlad Maharaj said, Shravanam, hearing, Kirtanam, chanting, Vishnaha, of Lord Vishnu, not anyone else, Smaranam, remembering, Pada Sevanam, serving the feet, Archanam, offering worship with Shodashopchara or the 16 kinds of paraphernalia. Vandanam, offering prayers. Dasyam, becoming servant. Sakhyam, becoming the best friend. Atmanivedanam, surrendering everything, whatever one has. Iti. Thus, punsa arpita, offered by the devotee, Vishnu, unto Lord Vishnu, not to anyone else. Bhaktihi, devotional service. Chet, if, navalakshana, possessing 9 different processes. Kriyata, one should perform. Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Adha, directly or completely. Tat, that. Manye, I consider. Adhitam, learning. Uttamam, topmost. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord's one's best friend and surrendering everything unto Him. In other words, serving Him with body, mind and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Lord Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired the complete knowledge. So furthering the purport, the 3rd portion is Smaranam. So we read Prabhupada's purport about it. After one regularly performs the processes of hearing and chanting, and after core of one's heart is cleansed, Smaranam, remembering, is recommended. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 1st chapter, 11th verse, Sukadeva Goswami tells King Parikshit, Etana nirvidyamananam icchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nirupan nirinitam harer namanu kirtanam. O King, the great yogis who have completely renounced all material connections, for those who desire all material enjoyment, and for those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord is recommended. According to different relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are varieties of namanukirtanam, chanting of the holy name, and thus, according to different relationships, and mellows. There are five kinds of remembering. These are as follows. One, conducting research into the worship of particular form of the Lord. Concentrating the mind on one subject and withdrawing mind's activities of thinking, feeling and willing from the all other subjects. C. Concentrating upon a particular form of the Lord. This is called meditation. Concentrating one's mind continuously on the form of the Lord, that is called dhruvanusmriti, or perfect meditation. And E is awakening a likening for concentration upon a particular form. This is called samadhi or trance. Mental concentration upon particular pastimes of the Lord in a particular circumstance is also called remembrance. Therefore, samadhi, trance can be possible in five different ways in terms of one's relationship. Specifically, the trance of devotees on the stage of neutrality is called mental concentrations. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakham Vitam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakya Atmanivedanam Iti Parsav Parpitar Vishnu Bhaktis Chaivana Valakshana Kriyeta Bhagavata Dhyatanmanya Adhitamuttamam. So Prahlad Maharaj is putting the standard explanation of what is the best of all education, and today we'll be concentrating on the third item of devotional service, which is called Smaranam. Padma Puran states that the purpose of all the types of devotional service is to remember Krishna. All the different nine types of devotional service is simply subservient to the purpose of remembering Him. Satatam smartavyam Vishnu vismartavyam na jatuji Sarva vidhi nisheda siyuhu eta evar kinkara. Rupa Goswami also states this particular thing. That smaranam process is the most important. Never forget for a moment Lord Vishnu or Krishna. So always remember Him. Always, 24 hours a day, remembrance of Lord Vishnu puts one on the topmost platform of serving Lord Krishna. And that will allow Him to act on a spontaneous level. That will expose what Krishna wants us to know about Him and His desires. So satatam smartavyam Vishnu. There should not be any moment left without remembering Him. It is so much a qualification where no gap or relaxation is ever asked for. It doesn't stand there. To remember the Lord 24 hours a day, for a person who has not realized and who has been accustomed from life after life to engage in activities other than that concern to Lord Krishna. These are all habituated, separated part and parcel of the Lord that makes them vibhinnas. Vibhinnas means Krishna separated them because it is too difficult for them to remember themselves, what to speak of Krishna. This is the effect of Maya or the three modes of material nature. And it tends us to put ourselves into constant forgetfulness. Any engagement that devoids Krishna consciousness, whether willfully neglecting Lord Krishna or when one understands and tries to think about Krishna by hook or crook, he meets with this difficulty to constantly remember Lord Krishna. So therefore, here is the principle established that the only remedy is to learn how to constantly remember Krishna. How to? So that process has been outlined in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishna asks so easily, and yet we find difficult to understand. So for example, he says, yad karoshi, yad asnashi, yad juhoshi, dadasi yad, yad tapasyasi kaunte tad kurusho madarpana. If we do these five things, we'll be constantly remembering Him. Whatever you do, you offer it to Him. A constant endeavor in offering is very difficult. If we earn some money because we did something and we got the result, we do not want to offer even that. Krishna, it's here, yours. So how can we remember Him? We fail to remember Him, that's why we fail to offer Him. Yadashnashi. Whatever you eat, you offer it to Me. That is also difficult. That is also difficult. It depends upon our hunger. Krishna says, I am the person who is digesting your food. So even if you do not remember while eating, better remember after eating. that I'm the one who is going to be digesting. Aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam dehamasritam pranapana samayuktam pachanyam chaturvidam. He says that, oh, you can't remember while eating, but then you should remember who is the one who is going to digest. I have made the arrangement in your stomach and I am present in this called fire of digestion, Vaishvanara. If somebody is anorexic, or bulimic, just like one of my disciples, now she is under treatment, she forgets Krishna while eating. She loses all composure. And she does not care even that the Lord Krishna is going to be troubled for digestion. And she gets pain and completely. This is a disorder. In medical science, psychologically, it is called bulimic condition and anorexic condition. But it's too difficult to remember. Dadasiyat, if you're giving charity anything, thinking you must do, you should share your thing, but you do not share for the purpose of remembering Krishna, there comes prestige, profit and adoration. And we think of other things other than that I want to please Lord Krishna. If you want to please Lord Krishna, then you should remember what Krishna says about the charity. Charity in the mode of goodness, charity in the mode of passion, and charity in the mode of ignorance. If we would have been remembering, even in the act of charity, then why did Krishna has to tell that there are three kinds of charities? Because the effect of the modes are there. This event of the modes do not allow us to remember Krishna. The benefit for the mode of goodness is there, but it is not to the devotee. For a good purpose, good cause, to help somebody out, whether it is physical or spiritual, they don't consider it. So mode of goodness, charity, is also going to bind. Why are you doing charity? Oh, because I'll become happy, my family will become happy in this lifetime. Therefore, I'm supposed to do. This is a religious principle, but not spiritual principle. We forget whether by doing so, if Krishna is pleased or not. Because there are no such gurus. Seven accept the spiritual. Those who are connecting their disciples to Lord Krishna's satisfaction. So, Guru gives instruction, and if a disciple follows that, then if he pleases the Guru that way, then Krishna will be pleased. But we forget. We become obsessed by the act itself, which is another form of Maya. If we do austerity for, it's also a physical process. And austerity means taking voluntarily inconveniences on upon us. And what do? We become obsessed physically. If you do yoga and perform all this yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, up to this level, your body is going to be so much troubled that you will find reactionary or a kind of opposing feeling. You may have to perfect all these five steps so diligently. You will be controlled. Artificial yoga up to the level of pratyahar means avoiding the congenial or what you call, the one that does not help us to remain healthy even, and by avoiding certain foodstuffs or do's and don'ts activities. This is pratyahar. And if we do not follow that stringently, then you won't get the desired result. So these processes are physical and nobody can become master. However they may profess. They may be worshipped as big yoga guru. But then he will never think of dharana, dhyana or samadhi. Their conception, dharana, may be impersonal. Then how is the meditation going to be possible? So they make a fake attempt and try to use word jugglery to explain to their disciples. Oh, you can meditate on the void. Buddhism is voidism. But yet Buddha told his followers to meditate upon themselves. Tricky. Because they themselves are embodied living entities. They are manifested. So they are meditating on the manifested form of themselves. It is a trick. But these impersonalists, they are so hypocrites. That they want to meditate on the void. Zero. Means they are worse. Krishna says in the 12th chapter, those who are manifested and they attempt to meditate on my impersonal aspect, it is extremely difficult. Klesho adhikataras tesham avyaktasakta chetasam avyaktahi gatir dukkham dehavad viravapyate. To meditate on the impersonal by those who have been manifested is extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. It is a very painful experience. So again, where is the question of remembering even the impersonal void? Brahmano hi pratishtaham, that impersonal effulgence or the prabhav, the influence is emanating from me, the personality. So again, it's difficult to remember Lord Krishna. Right? These simple instructions are simple to understand, but to execute it's extremely difficult. So those who are embodied, they need a transcendental process. Then that one crosses over easily. That is the mercy. Transcendence is the mercy. And mercy has a nature which is of three modes of material nature, untouchable. They cannot touch the three modes of material nature to the mercy of the Lord. That is called transcendence. Transcend the three modes of material nature. So, how to get that mercy? It comes through the holy name. In Kali Yuga, the transcendental mercy is flowing through the holy name. So, that comes first. One must receive that transcendental holy name by oral reception and then chant. If we hear and chant, then the remembering is possible. One chants, but one does not hear necessarily. They do not know. Sometimes we call it, oh, he is chanting alphabets. But he is not chanting with sound vibration, that is the transcendental nature. One has to be in tune at the soul level, which is transcendental level. That let the soul chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So until and unless the soul desires to hear what is going to be vibrated, that what Kapil Dev tells to the his mother Devahuti. Satam prasangam mama birya sambida bhavanti radhakarana rasayana katha. Bhavanti radhakarana rasayana katha. In the association of the devotees, where the glories of the Lord are properly heard and chanted, such hearing is giving an exchange of the mellows between ear and the heart. Tajoshanavam apavarga vartamani. Whatever is impeding the realization of this transcendental nature will be removed simply by this willful understanding to achieve the transcendental nature. And one becomes alert and he will listen to every syllable that is being vibrated through his mouth. Tajoshanavam apavarga vartamani. Apavarga means the path of liberation. He will come out immediately from the bodily conception of life or the life which is affected by the three modes of material nature. He will come out from there and he is on the path of liberation. So in that way, whatever is resolutely determined for a particular requisite faith which is of transcendental nature, that will be evoked. Shraddha, that is Shraddha. It is intellectually verifiable faith. That is Shraddha. Shraddha shabdesu drada vishvasakara nishchaya krishne bhakti karile sarva karma krita. This is the factual aspect of proving or verifying the faith in the association of that. So we'll be able to eradicate whatever is impeding in our sadhana or the process of purification. That is anartha nivritti, and the faith will be confirmed in nishtha. Nishtha means confirmed faith. So tajoshanavam apavarga vartamani shraddha, that requisite faith of transcendental nature will be developed in association of the sadhus. Rati, attraction, only he will be eager to listen to that attractiveness of the transcendental nature. He doesn't like any other, storytellings. He wants to find the transcendental nature. So his ears are eager to listen to the transcendental topics. So that is Rati and Bhakti. Bhakti is transcendental. It is independent like Lord Krishna. That happens anukramashyati state. One after another, this will be developed. So, Prabhupada is telling that after one regularly performs the process of hearing and chanting, and after the core of one's heart is clean, anastha nivritti, smaranam, remembering, is recommended. What is this recommended word? It means he is qualified to remember the Lord constantly. Recommended means yes, you should now rise up. When you are purified, but do not go for smaranam artificially. Now Prahlad was on that stage by the mercy of Narada Muni. Constant remembering is the ideal example, the topmost example of smaranam bhakti. That could evoke the love of Godhead. Smaranam bhakti will give like the father's protection and own reverence is there. Narsingh Bhagavan picked up Prahlad as soon as he bowed down and he stopped his anger. He put him on his lap and petting in the Vatsalya Ras. But Prahlad was very respectful, acknowledging the Vatsalya Ras of his Supreme Father. But he remained respectful throughout. Even in the benediction, he remained very, very respectful. Respectful with awe and reverence. In this respectful conversation, when his prayers are there, he is telling such prayers about the neglect of the Lord. And he criticizes those who are misers, simply engage in sex life as the entertainment in their young age. He glorifies the Supreme Personality of Godhead and criticizes the Grahamedis. He encourages the service of the Lord, even though the Lord wanted to benedict him personally, he did not want. So what a reservation is that. The reservation is possible by behaving in awe and reverence. Prahlad kept that stature even after. When he became the king of the Asuras, he had his son Virochan. He was completely disqualified. And Prahlad treated him very neutrally. Very neutrally. There was a beautiful Brahmin girl. And she was in love with one Brahmin boy called Sudhanva. And Virochan was jealous of this relationship. So he goes as the king's son, as if it's his authority, to ask the hand of that girl. She says, oh, you also want. So why don't you wait till Sudhanva is coming tomorrow? And we'll decide amongst both of you. So Virochan says, okay. So he goes next day, and Sudhanva also came. So the girl said to Sudhanva, I don't know whether her name was Purvachitti or something, I forgot. But she said to him, Sudhanva, Virochan wants my hand. What do you think? And Sudhanva tells, let Virochan's father decide. Means Prahlad Maharaj decide. So they all went, and because he was the king, you know, so Prahlad Maharaj deliberated. Sudhanva You are the most qualified person. And Virochan, you will have to take 1,000 births to come to the category of Sudhanva. So let them get married and you step aside. Prahlad was neutral, completely. Even though Virochan was his son, but he was demoniac in nature. He never became devotee. But Virochan's son, Bali Maharaj, became devotee because of the influence of Prahlad Maharaj. Virochan did not care for father's influence. So everybody has their own conception of the life. But Prahlad Maharaj's neutrality very, very well known. So the idea is that awe and reverence and neutrality, even though the Lord is showing the paternal love to him. So that is due to constant remembering that the Lord is my master, the supreme protector. So Prahlad Maharaj was protected throughout his tribulant life, and all the tribulations were been completely nullified because of this his meditation. Prabhupada tells about this meditation. So let's hear again that in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, first chapter, 11th verse, Sukadeva Goswami tells to Parikshit, etan nirvidyamananam icchatam akuto bhayam. Akuto bhayam. First, the devotee should become fearless. And who wants to become fearless? Nirvidyamananam. There are several categories of human beings trying to uplift or utilize the best opportunity in the human form of life to uplift themselves by taking shelter at the lotus feet. In Bhagavatam, elsewhere, it is also so told that akamava sarvakamaihi mokshakama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajat purusham param. If one is without any desire, or if one is full of all material desires, or if you have a desire to get liberated, you must worship that Supreme Personality of Godhead very, very intensely. Intensified devotional service. Intensified means one-pointed. But your desire is there, or there is no desire, doesn't matter. You are worshipping the Supreme Lord single-pointedly. So it is called concentrated devotional service. So, etan nirvidyamananam, those who want to uplift and progress, icchatam akuto bhayam. They all become fearless. They all become fearless. They desire to become fearless so they can achieve their desired goal of life. Yogi nam nirpanirnitam. My dear king, all the great yogis, the saints and devotees have deliberated that. Niranitam means finalized. Hare nama anukirtam. He must perform nama anukirtam. Kirtan can be interrupted, but anukirtan should not be interrupted. It should be continuous. అనుకీర్తనం, నామానుకీర్తనం. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఇట్ షుడ్ కాన్స్టంట్లీ కంటిన్యూడ్. దాట్ వాట్ కృష్ణ డిజైర్స్. కృష్ణ ఈజ్ టెలింగ్ ఇన్ సెవెన్త్ చాప్టర్ భగవద్గీత, సతతం కీర్తయంతో మాం యతంతశ్చ దృఢభృతా నమస్యంతశ్చ మాం భక్త్యా నిత్యయుక్త ఉపాసతే. సతతం కీర్తనం, సతతం మీన్స్ అన్ఇంటరప్టెడ్ కీర్తన, గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ లోర్డ్ కృష్ణ. ఆల్ ద నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ లోర్డ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ హీమ్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ క్వాలిటేటివ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ లోర్డ్ కృష్ణ. క్వాలిటీస్ దేర్. సో సతతం కీర్తయంతో, అండ్ వన్ మస్ట్ ఎండీవర్ యతంతశ్చ దృఢవృత, విత్ ఎ వెరీ ఫర్మ్ డిటర్మిన్ మైండ్ వన్ మస్ట్ ఎండీవర్ టు చాంట్ ఆల్వేస్. నమస్యంతశ్చ మాం భక్త్యా, వాట్ ఎవర్ అదర్ ప్రాసెసెస్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, హీ విల్ బి ఆఫరింగ్ మీ హిస్ హంబల్ ఒబేయసెన్సెస్, హీ విల్ బి సబ్సర్వియంట్ టు మై డిజైర్స్, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్. దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో బౌ డౌన్ మీన్స్ యెస్ ఐఎమ్ యువర్ సర్వెంట్, ఐఎమ్ అండర్ యువర్ షెల్టర్, ఐ విల్ డూ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ సే. It does not require any pre-qualifications. So anukirtanam, anukirtanam means constant. Satatam kirtanam is called anukirtanam. So, O king, for the great yogis who have completely renounced all material connections, and for who desire all material enjoyment, and for those who are self-satisfied by the dint of transcendental knowledge, constant chanting of the holy name of Lord is recommended. Again, it is recommended. Recommendation to smaranam comes by properly cleansing the heart through the holy name. According to different relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are varieties of anukirtan. According to different relationships, every soul has been related to Lord Krishna. So that relationship is re-established in the second birth called initiation. There are five major rasas. Therefore, there are five major relationships. It's not mixed up relationship. So it has to be constantly thought, contemplated through the instructions of predecessor Acharya, that when we are engaged in anukirtanam, Hare Nama anukirtanam, then we must follow the Guru's guidance. In bhajana pranali, when one is properly cleansed, he is able to utter the Shuddha Naam, then he is allowed to get entry into the bhajan. This bhajan is going to make him concentrating, all right, on particular form of the Lord that he is in relationship. Relationship cannot be established with impersonal. Relationship is a matter of personalism. If we are person and the Lord is impersonal, how is that relationship is going to be established? So how is it possible for him to concentrate on a particular form of the Lord? He is devoid of the knowledge of the form of the Lord. Most of the impersonalists do not chant the holy name of the Lord. They are not benefited by the anukirtanam. They devoid, they actually avoid. They avoid. Rather, they want to jump on directly the meditative aspect. But it is impossible. Prabhupada said, the meditation is also dependent upon this relationship between the soul and super soul, or devotee and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, there is no other way. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one advances perfectly in spiritual life. This is the best process for success in life. According to different relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are varieties of Namanukirtanam, chanting of the holy name, and thus according to different relationship and mellows, there are five kinds of remembering. There are five kinds of remembering. These are as follows. Now, please listen. They are established between particular form of the Lord. But how would you know that this particular form of the Lord I am related to? So therefore, constant remembering on a particular form by research means, if this form is not suitable, this style is not suitable, then something else. What do we get in Brahma Sanhita? Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva radeshu vilokayanti yam shyama sundaram achintya gunaswarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajam. Here the Lord is tribhanga lalitam. Form is there. Tribhanga lalitam. This temple is called Krishna Balaram temple. And both the brothers are in Tribhanga Lalitam. Right?